It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
4057 The Fan.
He's the conductor, man. He makes this thing go. It's been fun, and we're only going to continue, hopefully, to get better and bring everybody with Lamar, and our guys have done a great job embracing that. We got a great group. Ronnie basically played through injury all of last year. He's been banged up, and I thought he had a great offseason. He was here in the summer and worked awfully hard. It's great to see him playing at a really high level. Really is, for him and us. I think eventually, you're always expecting, a little bit something different, depending on what you've done the week before. It's not even per se maybe just run game in itself, but formationally, personnel-wise, as you're doing something well, there's no way you're not developing some form of tendencies. Your tendency is to run it, okay? What are they going to do schematically, personnel-wise, to combat that? And then we just have to have enough to be able to, for us to be able to attack it.
Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator. That was yesterday, meeting with the media. And the question there was expecting teams to figure out ways to stop your running game, which has been through the roof this season, especially the last 2 weeks. Derrick Henry alone has rushed for 350 yards-ish in the last 2 weeks to lead the NFL in that category. Justice Hill has added to the equation with his bursts of speed and chunk plays. But we've seen them start to identify what they might be offensively. We'll talk about this with Jonah Schaefer, 11 o'clock, from the Baltimore Banner. But it's one thing understanding what they do well. The question is, do you have the personnel and the scheme, Cincinnati, to stop what the Ravens, we assume, are going to try to do starting at 1 o'clock there?
Yeah, and I think Todd said a lot because you have things that you go into every game with because you're good at that. That's what you do best. So, like the Henry run, that's always going to be there. Okay, but then when we study Cincinnati, how can we take advantage of the Bengals? Like the last two teams were horrible against the run, You know, and Dallas, what they do? They get after the quarterback pretty good, And so do you want to throw the ball then? No, they had six sacks against Cleveland. So a lot of that dictates that, And I think, Bob, after studying the film, I don't think they're going to be as run heavy unless they're ahead in the fourth quarter. Then they'll be really run heavy. But I think they're going to have the capability of throwing the ball. Why do I say that? They're the worst team in the league in sacks. They don't get to the quarterback. Hendrickson, he's legit.
Yeah,
he's
three been on there, injured. Five. Yeah,
he's been on injured reserve. He's got a neck and a back, and he's been limited every day in practice. So we'll see today when that comes out. But if he's not full speed or whatever, Lamar's going to have time to throw. And the thing that I like is all right, after the first two games, Ravens are 0-2. Offensive line struggling mightily. That's all we talked about. Then you have 45 runs and 34 runs. You throw it less than 20 times in both games, and what does that do? Develops the O-line. You're not putting them at much risk at all. And in those 2 weeks and stuff, they're developing. And why are they developing even faster? Because they're getting confidence. And so I think the O-line, and we'll see in that situation, if in a situation, Bob, when they're down 17 and they got to be like the Atlanta Falcons and throw it all the time, can they hold up? We'll see if that occurs. But in this game, they'll be able to take some shots, Bob. They'll be able to take some shots. And going in, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you got to say, who can beat us? Well, Derrick Henry's been beating everybody lately, so we got to figure out, how are we going to defend the run? How are we going to defend that? And included in that is Lamar. So how do we do that? and their secondary is not very good. They don't have a lot of great speed back there. So they can take advantage of that. I wouldn't be shocked, Bob. I mean, play action pass on the first play and go deep. That wouldn't shock me because, you know, they're going to be coming up there trying to stuff that run. And, Bob, it could be a situation where if they run it to Henry and he's getting 4 or 5 a pop, then you're going to stick with it. And, you know, you pick your spots with the throws like sure. They've been doing. But if you're throwing it a few times and they're not getting any pressure and everything, maybe more, you know, he may throw it 15, 16 times in the first half. So it's going to be interesting to see because they have the capabilities of doing both. And all the guys that, you know, the receivers and stuff, they're not bad players. They just don't get a lot of opportunities, which is fine because they're winning another way right now.
It's 58-80-105-7 The Fan. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up here in a few minutes. Bob Hedy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. Ravens won 2 in a row. They go to the Bengals, who pick up their first win of the season last week down in Carolina. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in this one. Is it fair to say, gentlemen and ladies listening, that if the Ravens win, drop the Bengals to 1-4, at the very least, from a winning the division standpoint, Cincinnati's done. I mean, at 1-4, how do you overcome that to win the AFC North? Now you're all about the wild card, I'm guessing.
Well, looking at history, Bob, it doesn't bode well for them. And especially, their defense is the problem. Okay, if they go to 1-4 and you know that you're out of it, Bob, you know, in another week or so. And I don't even know who. Norm, look and see who they play the following week. But then, would you trade a T. Higgins?
They go to the Giants after the Ravens.
Well, they probably figure if they can beat the Ravens, then they can get back to 3-4 or 3-3 pretty quickly. So that's why this whole.
It's a big game for them.
This is a. this game is their. This game's their season.
And for the Ravens, I think it could catapult them to some pretty impressive things. Look, watch it. It's going to be a much tougher game than, say, we thought it was going to be a month ago. Tougher to the point that NBC wanted to flex it to the night game, and CBS defended their flexing rights. Then the Ravens go to Tampa, and Tampa lost last night in an exciting game. You heard on the Fan, Thursday Night Football, 36-30 to Atlanta in OT. Hey, Baker Mayfield's playing his ass off, and their offense. Now, their defense a little shaky.
Yes.
But their offense outside of that Denver debacle, they've been kind of clicking here.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. So the next 2 weeks, I guess, Vinny, to my point, and even if you beat Cincinnati, you can't put it in cruise control. There's still some pretty formidable teams coming up here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Bob, the thing if I'm Harbs, I'm kind of expecting to go play well. Because if I can stack, you know, how we played, because defensively last week was great. They played, and Zach Orr called a good game. Offensively, I thought they were extremely creative. They played great. Can we stack? You know, can the defense? And Mike McDonald owned Joe Burrow. You know, can he do that? And they got better players. You know, the secondary's better. Inside linebackers are better. Pass rushers are just as good or better the way that they're playing right now. So I expect them to get after Joe's butt, but it'll be hard because they do the same thing Buffalo. That ball is going to be coming out quick as hell.
And they have better receivers than the Bills do, too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And they got a tight end that can run, Gesicki. And the running backs aren't bad, Bob.
Chase Brown's
Moss,
all right.
Moss is not bad. You know, so if you give them creases, but I don't think they're going to be able to. They shouldn't be able to get a bunch of creases. They shouldn't be able to run the ball consistently on them, and we'll talk about that when we get the keys later in the show.
Keys coming up this hour, as a matter of fact. Orioles yesterday, end-of-season press conference. Mike Elias, Brandon Hyde will have cuts throughout the course of said program, but we talked about it while we were still on the air because it was happening while we're in programming. Brandon Hyde sticking around. And what do they call it, Nolan? You're a college boy. A straw poll? What's a straw poll?
A vote?
Yeah, that. We're just going to ask you. Brandon Hyde staying around. You can vent, you can bitch, you can complain, you can try to get into a time machine and change things. Bottom line is, he's staying around. We're asking you simple question. 410-583-1057. PlazaPort text line, phone lines. Are you fine with it? You have to reconcile your fact, yourself to the fact that it's happening. He ain't going nowhere, and quite frankly, shouldn't be.
Right.
And neither should Mike Elias. What are you people insane? But I'm asking you, are you fine with this decision? And we were talking yesterday, what would it take to get rid of Hyde? Let's see, three straight winning seasons, back-to-back 90-win seasons for the first time since the early 80s, back-to-back playoffs since David Johnson was the manager. All right, can we question in-game decisions and bullpen usage? Sure, you do it every single coach in every single sport. But firing Brandon Hyde, and who you bringing in?
Yeah.
Terry Francona, he's going to the Reds, who I thought was done with health issues, but, you know, good luck with that. But if you want to say no, you're not cool with it, explain why. And yes, it's not our job to pick the replacement, because Brandon Hyde, when he got the Orioles job, nobody knew who the hell he was. He was a bench coach with the Cubs. When John Harbaugh got the Ravens, he was a special teams coach for the Eagles.
Yeah.
You just want the big fancy name. That's fan speak. I want the big fancy guy that's going to come in here and change things. Hey, after Joe Girardi got combed by the Yankees, he's going to a couple of places and unemployed. Yeah. Buck Showalter, we love Buck Showalter, but those ships have sailed. You got to look for a more, I don't say you got to be younger. We don't want to get into ageism, do we?
No, we don't.
But the point is, you have to have someone that can still, you know, understand the old school ways. I want that balance. And I don't, is Brandon Hyde that guy? I think they're too beholden to analytics. It didn't sound like the hitting coaches were getting cundiffed.
No.
We'll play Elias. He didn't say one way or another. Other than Hyde's coming back, he didn't assure people that the things would remain the same in regards to the coaching staff. That
French did a good job.
Pitching coach?
Yeah.
Well, they've changed pitching coaches before.
Yes, they every year.
Yeah, the problem has been this year especially, because last year they led the league with runners in scoring position. But the approach has to be more, I don't know. You have to accept things. You can't be all hell-bent on X and V, low launch angle. You know, and strikeouts are okay as long as you hit a three-run homer. Now, sometimes you just got to small ball, I guess, is what everyone's looking
and
for.
Bob, if I'm not mistaken,
whatever that means,
Elias hires and fires the coach pretty much, correct? He runs baseball.
I believe so, yeah.
Right. So if you're Mike Elias, and I've been in his shoes before, and you have a good working relationship with the manager, and he listens to you, then if I bring somebody in, I've been with Hyde for 6 years. I know I can tell you exactly how he's going to respond in every situation. Do I want to bring somebody in and start over? And I've been in this locker room every day. He talks to the players on, you know, with Hyder and stuff. So I think he's very comfortable with the tandem.
Whatever was happening with them offensively in the second half especially was not working. That's a bottom line. One run, two games, one for 13 runners in scoring position. Season-long problem. I'm not saying Borscholte and Fuller deserve to be fired. Nobody wants people to lose their jobs. It's a tough world out there. But then again, I want my team to win a World Series.
That's because
it's been 41 years old. 41 years, Nolan wasn't even alive yet. Nolan wasn't even thought about yet. Maybe he was. I don't know. I don't know what people were dreaming about back in 1983. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Ravens 2.5-point favorites at Cincinnati. Is that an appropriate spread? Are you worried about the rivalry game? And it's a big game for the Bengals, as we just talked about. Hyde, Stan, are you cool with that? Simple question. We're here. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to? You'll find out.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Soon.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I suck at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Today is the greatest day I've ever known. You know why? Because we're here, mofos. That's all that matters, I guess. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured artist Friday, one of my wife's favorite bands. Not that it's all about her, because she don't even listen to the show. Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
Or Pumpkins. Pumpkins is a Baltimore. Smashing Pumpkins. It's a Baltimore thing. In the Ambulance. On their way to Washington. All that good stuff. Nolan, are you a Smashing Pumpkins? Pumpkin. Whatever. Orbitable. Are you a fan of those people?
Too many syllables.
Too many letters.
No, I really don't know much about them, to be honest. Are they Rock and Roll Hall of Famers?
No, but they should be.
I mean, everyone's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer
at this
point.
That's the problem. There's a lot of slappies that are in there that shouldn't be, and they were kind of trendsetters, so they'll get in eventually. But I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I'm a huge fan of them. They're acceptable. When they're on, I'm like, okay, I'm cool with this. Some of their songs get a little pretentious and bloated.
I've sifted through some of the options here. I'm looking for energy, so something like that. That we just heard, something with a little upbeat to it.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of their songs are a little somber and dreary.
Yeah, but they got some upbeat tunes. I mean, and you'll find, and if you need some assistance, I'll come in and hook you up there with my vast musical knowledge of things that, I can barely remember at this point in time. But it's Smashing Pumpkins. They are acceptable in the Bob Haney world. Are they acceptable in yours? That's all that matters. 410-583. 1057 is the number. There was an epic football game we'll get into, but the Orioles, their season is over. There's an epic baseball game. How about the Mets? Oh, my God. Dramatic come from behind stuff. If I'm a Brewer, and I'm mad because I'm an Oriole fan, but if I'm a Brewers fan, that's even bigger kicking a short wind. Your all-star closer, Williams, is on the hill.
You're one out,
two outs away, and then oh my God, Alonso, who
hadn't hit a homer in forever,
and had been hit like .122 since he hit his last home run. And he's a free agent. I don't know. Is he someone? I think Baltimore might scare off some right-handed pop, but then again, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Maryland's off college football this week. They have Northwestern coming in next weekend. Not a ton of like marquee.
No
Georgia, Alabama.
No,
for sure. But still some interesting games. We'll get to our picks and all the fun stuff that goes with it. But Brandon Hyde's sticking around. You cool with it or no? It's a simple yes or no question. We're not sitting here. Don't ask me and Vinny why he's sticking around. We don't make that decision. I don't think he should have been fired.
No.
So I will stress that. But we just want your opinion on why things are what they are, man. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Okay, I haven't had a chance to vent from the Orioles' loss, so I'm gonna answer your question. I'm going to give the keys to the Raven game real quick. But first, since the Orioles are out, I'm a baseball purist. I want to see the Yankees and Dodgers. I want to Shohei, Betts, Judge, Soto to go at it. I think it would do the sport good, and it'll boost a little bit more interest. I want to see that. And
I don't disagree with that. But after Yankees... As you and I are Baltimore natives, and I'm a baseball purist too, so I'll be rooting for the Royals. I don't think they're going to win, but I'm rooting for Kansas City, and I actually think San Diego might beat the Dodgers.
I hope so.
Because the Dodgers got a lot of choke aid in them. Now, if Ohtani goes full on Lou Gehrig or Mickey Mantle, Reggie Jackson, God bless them, but I think if San Diego wins that first game tomorrow... You don't think the Dodgers are going to be like, anybody see my bat? You know, that sort of thing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
But I hear what you're saying, Tony.
Yankees and Royals, think about the iconic moments that we grew up on.
That no doubt.
Has Chris Chambliss touched home plate yet?
Yeah. He got tackled his way there.
And then
how about Brett, the three-run bomb off Gossage in 80?
Off the boost, right. Yeah. Has that ball landed yet in the third deck? We had some iconic moments from
Dick
him Houser back
in his
the
head.
Day.
Yeah, they had great playoff series. What, 4 or 5 years they met in the ALCS, all with drama. George Brett hit three homers in a game that they lost. That's how thing was. Because Thurman Munson hit him. All right, enough. What's up?
Let's get on the Brandon Hyde. He should come back, and here's my reasoning. After watching what Pete Alonso did, him and Lindor, and watching what Witt did, officially on my clock, Bob, next year for the playoffs, is Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. Let me tell you why. Because we are seeing other people's stars step up and do something in postseason. Now, here in Baltimore, in 2018, I'm going to cross-reference the sport. When Lamar lost to the Chargers, you know, we said he's a rookie, you know, first year. But after that loss to Tennessee, we kind of put him on a clock and said, you got to do something in the postseason.
Yep.
I'm saying the same thing about Adley and Gunnar. I mean, I can't blame Hyde for anything. We were crying over giving up one run. You know, talking about his managerial decisions or whatever, which allowed us to give up one run, one and two runs. I'm not going to get mad at a manager when we're giving up only one or two runs. I'm looking at guys like Adley and Gunnar. They need to step it up and do something special in the postseason. And, you know, after a couple of tries,
that's no doubt. And no doubt, Tony, thanks, because we got a lot of people want to get in. Have a great weekend. And that was a good comparison, Lamar Jackson.
No doubt. Exactly. Because, Bob, and even the national media, don't tell me about how he does during the regular season. Don't care about MVPs. Don't care about any of that. How's he doing in the playoffs?
Yep. He's 2-4, 1-3 at home. And they've been the number one seed a couple of times. So is it a fair criticism of his skill set? Because you can look at it a bunch of different ways. They're not in the playoffs without him. Yeah. But stars are stars, and that's just kind of a time-honored sports thing.
Well,
did Michael Jordan rise to the occasion?
Yeah. And the guy that screws it up
all the time, because he's the greatest player of all time.
The guy that screws it up is Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, because
He
doesn't even have the best team, and they win.
Wrong! All right, let's get out to the phones. I got a bell. It's going to go crazy in here. That was an accidental ding, but I'd play it off. Dan and Glen Burnie. Dan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Great.
If you want to do a funny real quick, look up Ambulance by Black Betty version. It is so funny how you said ambulance. Yeah. They substitute out. Besides that, I have the privilege to go to both the playoff games. And if you ask me, Brandon Hyde has absolutely earned the right to go into next year. I mean, we haven't been back-to-back in the playoffs in, was it about, I think, 20 years?
27 years.
27, excuse me. And the reason I even say that is 3 years ago we lost damn near 100 games, was it?
Over 100 games. Had the number one pick. They were the worst team in baseball.
So my point exactly. So he was there when we were at our worst. He absolutely has the right, in my opinion, to, if he can get us back to three times in a row, have we even done that as an organization, like been to the playoff 3 years in a row?
Yeah, did it 69, 70, 71. Went to three straight World Series.
That's a long time, right?
It still counts, though.
And my last point here, and I appreciate you taking my call, we had bases loaded, no outs, and did not score a run. How is that on Hyde? I hear people, fire Hyde, fire Elias. Both of them would have jobs before they walked out the room.
All right, Dan, good call. Not only didn't score, he didn't get the ball out of the infield.
Yeah.
Kowser got his hand broke on a ball. That was called a strike because he swung at it. I mean, it's unfortunate because Kowser, I mean, he's one of the young stars they're going to be counting on as he needs to elevate his game now. He might win Rookie of the Year. But next year, 240 with a ton of Ks. Yeah. Nah, it's going to be, it's 280. Let's get push 30. Take that defense up a notch. But to his point, you know, they're doing some things they haven't done in a long time. And the window's wide open. Now, Elias's job is to... All right, let's add to the equation. And you're also hoping that Holiday and Mayo become what they've been. Because Westberg, Gunner, Adley, second half performance aside, Grayson, they've lived up to those. If Mayo and Holiday do it, You're going to be in business here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think Rubenstein's going to do his part, too. I totally believe that.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. It's Featured Artist Friday. It is Smashing Pumpkins. We'll come back with Joe DeShaffer at 11 o'clock. Got the whip around 11:15, dramatic baseball game, and an exciting Thursday night football game. Have it. Both quarterbacks played their asses off. Turnovers turned out to be huge late in that game. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Maryland football is off this weekend. They host Northwestern next Saturday. But Big Ten Media Day for basketball. And Maryland got a basketball commitment, a four-star. We talked about it yesterday. We get a more in-depth scouting report from Keith. It's Vinny, Annie, and Nolan here on The Fan. Given the way that they hyperbole this sort of nonsense. But let's get out to the phones. Vinny, Haney, Nolan. We got Jonah Schaefer, 11 o'clock, Baltimore Banner preview of the Bengals, Baltimore. Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, thanks for holding. What's up?
Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, man, let me put this out there. The Ravens going to beat the Bengals. No problem. Lamar owned the Bengals. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere. We're going to beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning puffy pants myself there, Jason, to be honest.
I called last week, and I told you I saw something during that Dallas game, how, you know, we had just led with Derrick Henry every time, like that sledgehammer that he is, just lead with him every set of downs. You know, we can't go wrong. And they did that against Buffalo, and they mopped him. But this one got me a little ticked off. Now, when Lamar plays the top-tier quarterback, and that team beats the Ravens, they always say that guy outplayed Lamar. When we lost to the Chiefs this year, they said Pat Mahomes outplayed Lamar. But we demolished the Buffalo Bills, and nobody's saying Lamar outplayed Josh Allen. Lamar had three touchdowns. Josh had zero. And all they say is the Ravens beat the Bills. I think that's funny. I find that hypocritical, but that's for another day. But I wanted to talk about Zach Orr. I call his defense the Zach attack when they play like they played last week. How they stand at dime, and he's finally learning how to use Kyle Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can keep that up all season?
I would think well, what I'm hoping is you're building off of that, and that's just the beginning. And I think, you know, they'll have, because they've got a lot of talented guys back there, so they can put a lot of different guys in there, you know, and having Wiggins in there, a guy that can run like that, I think that really helps, because then that allows Humphrey to go on the inside and wait till we get Mallett back, because he's real good in there too. And the biggest thing is the defensive line, you know, Travis Jones, Matabee, those guys, they're playing really good, which makes it a lot easier because they're getting some inside pressure.
Wait, one last thing I want to say before I get out of here. Some people concerned about the lack of productivity from the wide receivers, you know, Flowers and Bateman and even Mark Andrews. But if you think about it, those guys had chances to make big plays last game and they didn't. You know, he threw the ball to Mark Andrews across the middle, number green grass in front of him. He dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hit Bateman in the end zone. It was a pass interference, but he put the ball in his hands and he dropped the touchdown. And then it was like a 3rd and 18. Lamar rolled to the left and threw the ball to Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers in the chest, and he let the ball roll down his legs. So if those guys make those catches, they make some plays during the game. But I think they will, you know, they just got to seize the moment when they get their number called, because likely didn't get a bunch of passes come his way, but he caught the ball when they threw it to him. That's all I got, man. Go Ravens. Thanks for taking my call.
Have a great weekend, Jason.
Well, the only thing is when you run it 34 times and throw it, you throw it four times in the second half, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities. I mean, that's just the way the game is going. I mean, in the first two games, they were throwing it, 38 times, 40 times, you know? But they were losing. Is that fun? No.
Lamar's quarterback rating's been over 130 the last two games. I mean, whatever. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. We'll take a break, come back, get calls. Then we have Jonah Schaefer, then the whip around. Then Keith Kavanaugh talking about what's happening at TerrapinTimes.com. They got Vinny's keys, then news from the nest. We got a lot going on. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Smashing Pumpkins. We're rocking here on The Fan. 2.5-point favorites trying to win their third in a row. Cincinnati trying to stay alive in the AFC North and in the AFC. A lot of good teams, some disappointing teams in the conference. We'll talk about that as well. Brandon and I sticking around, rightfully so. Playoffs start this week. Well, division series, dramatic game in Milwaukee. Mets advance. Brewers go home painfully. Yankees play the Royals tomorrow. Should have been the Orioles, but it ain't. It is what it is. Go get Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Vinny, man?
How you doing, dude?
I'm all right, man. Big game this weekend, man. I guess a lot of people going to be Cowboys fans, you know, in Baltimore. They got them old Steelers. Yeah. So,
but Parsons and Lawrence are out, correct?
And Cook's out. So it might be a long day for the Cowboys, man. But I guess somehow they can pull it off, man. You know, I was hoping they got, you know, they activated Cook off the practice squad because we need some type of change up in that running game. They don't run the ball at all, and they can't stop the run. So, That running back, what's his name for the Steelers, man? That
Najee Harris.
Look like him. Najee Harris. It says my twin. Yeah, he's going to have a long day. He's a thick day.
Pittsburgh, 2.5-point favorites. Over-under is 43.5. Not expecting.
Yeah. Well, I see Dallas throwing it about 40-some times is what I see.
Yeah, you know, it's a big day for Lamb, too. But on the high, right, a lot of people want high-five. I mean, my boy Dustin went viral with a video after the game the other night talking about high, you know. He's talking about he's not going back down there. High is going to be the manager and everything. But
that
listen,
is overreaction stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think, honestly, man, why is Goliath not getting a lot of the blame? Because he assembled this team, and on the trade deadline.
He accepted blame yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah. Maybe not being aggressive enough at the trade deadline. Maybe there was some flawed roster stuff, paraphrasing a little bit. Mike Elias understood this. Look, June 20th, which was always my reference point for the last month and a half of the season, they were on pace to win 107 games.
Right.
They were, what, all said and done, six games below 500 from that date. So they needed a hot streak at the end of September to not have three straight losing months. It was the tale of two seasons. Unfortunately, the June 20th Orioles didn't play the Royals. The September 20th Orioles did, and they went away quiet.
And the biggest thing, Rashawn, what I liked was they didn't use injuries as an excuse.
Well, they could have, man. Hyde kind of
Hyde. Didn't he say like we had bumps in the road?
Hyde was like, he referenced the pitching, but yeah, it was a built-in excuse if they wanted to use it.
Yeah.
But they were as, air quotes, healthy as they've been outside of Grayson going into the playoffs. 1-for-13 run in scoring position. Only run was a solo homer. There you go. Doom, dap, dip, bon, gone.
And listen, a caller called into the morning show like 2 months ago. It was like, man, you know, they shopping at like, what was that, Ollie's bargain basement, you know, with these players and these trades that they're getting, man. Like, the only one they got from the trade that was worth anything was Esselin.
Yeah, he's making $18 million next year. And I think Soto's signed next year for – making what, Nolan? I don't have his salary, but it's not cheap. He ain't working cheap. And they could pick up O'Hearn's option for $7.5 million, which I would do, personally, if I'm the Orioles.
Yeah, one last thing, too, right?
Yes.
Do y'all think that having Austin Hayes – would have helped out in this playoff run versus having Kyle's in there, you know, because a veteran right-handed bat, you think that would have made a difference if they wouldn't have traded Hayes so soon?
Austin Hayes was on the IL twice when he got traded to Philly.
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
dude. Come on, man. It's all what-ifs. You know what I mean? If John Means and Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells would have stayed healthy, the Orioles would have the best starting rotation in baseball.
Hey, Rashawn, Dan Snyder would
You're overreacting.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
That's correct. She'd be Uncle Phil. All right, let's go to Mike in Cherry Hill. Mike, what's up?
Good morning. First-time caller, first-time listener.
Well, appreciate it.
I got a lot of things, but so I'm going to just run through them because I'm coming up on the top of the hour.
Yeah, you got that right.
The first thing is this. My wife tell me, she said, you're going to have a heart attack fuss hollering at the TV. Gunnar Henderson, I said, please don't get in a home run hitting contest because your swing is going to change and you're not going to have the same kind of home runs that you had prior the beginning of the season. And that was true. Also, His defense on shortstop, I think he almost had 30 errors. The Orioles, other teams saw that you hit the ball up the middle past the pitcher once Mateo went down. I also said that I thought that they should lead off with Mullins and Mateo because it's like having Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock on the base. If they walk or get on base, like having Ricky Henderson, Lou Brock, get on the pitcher's nerve, and then they steal. Besides those two, we didn't have a stealing threat on the team. Also, the one of the big things that got to me is that everybody who hit ground balls to the infielders, they run lazily to first base. And a lot of teams, they would bobble the ball or whatever, and then the Orioles would try to, runners would try to pick up their speed to get to first base, and they'd be out. And if they was hustling up to first base in the beginning, they would have been on base. A lot of this to me was the defense, but the big thing of all was is that they don't manufacture runs. Even with the bases loaded, even though he had 44 home runs, I like Santander, and I hope that they re-sign him. But they need a veteran home run hitter, and everybody on the team need to be to know how to lay down a bunt. And we missed that. Hit and run, laying down bunts. And the outfielders of a team saw that when the ball is in the gap, our outfielders get to the ball slowly, and they would take an extra base on us.
Well,
I was going to that more often.
Mike, I hear what you're saying, because we got to get to the top of the hour. Appreciate the commentary. Gunnar Henderson runs at every ball.
Yeah.
So that I think that's an unfair criticism.
The dude that didn't, Bob, was
Santander kind of loafs a little bit there.
The Chicago White Sox dude that came over.
Oh, Eloy Jimenez?
Oh, he was pulling a tractor.
I was against it from the trade, and he came out, was hitting these 105-mile-an-hour laser singles to right field, and one home run. That was in Colorado, where I think all of us could probably get Goodwood and get over the fence. But, look, Mullins and Mateo has a hard time getting on base, and Cedric Mullins, though, he got hot in August and September. I don't know. Look, would I have moved Mullins up in the lineup in the playoffs? 100%. But let's say he's not Lou Brock, and there sure as hell isn't Ricky Henderson on this team. Colton Cowser's a hustler,
in
my opinion. So, look.
Bob, when they were playing good, talking about him getting DFA'd Mullins.
Yeah, or traded.
Yes.
I mean, and Austin Hayes, guy can't stay healthy. I mean, when he's healthy, he brings it. The power numbers are down significantly. I mean, the glove is plus. He was a Gold Glove finalist. Come on, man. Talking about these dudes like they're like Paul Blair and Frank Robinson all of a sudden. They're done. They won 91 games. They maximized, I guess, their potential based on what they were. First half, Orioles, if they play the Royals at the All-Star break, the Orioles probably crush them. Because remember, they went 4-2 against them in April. The Royals did have 2-7 game. Anyway, we'll come back, talk Ravens and Bengals with Jonas Schaefer. Ravens 2.5-point favorites, trying to make a 3 in a row. You think people are on the whammy lance right now? If we're here Monday and the Ravens lose at Cincinnati, Oof. Woo!
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.